Radio Prague News.
The European Commission will resume payments for some Czech operational programs. The new central vehicle registration system has again collapsed, and a bankrupt Czech travel agency has left some 100 clients stranded in Tunisia. The European Commission will resume payments into 7 Czech operational programs, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Monday, referring to a telephone conversation with European Commissioner for Regional Policy Johannes Hahn. Payments into 14 out of 17 Czech programs were put on hold earlier this year over control and auditing issues. After a review of a Czech strategy to remove these problems, the European Commission will renew payments in the coming days, Mr. Nečas said. The Czech Ministry for Regional Development said around 90 million euro could be released as part of these programs until the end of 2012. However, it's not clear if and when funding for the remaining programs could resume as well. The new Czech vehicle registration system again collapsed on Monday when it failed to connect with the country's database of stolen cars and the European Registry of Identification Numbers. The Transport Ministry, which runs the system, has blamed the collapse on the police, which however rejected any responsibility for the problems. The new registration system has been malfunctioning ever since its launch 2 weeks ago. The Transport Ministry said it would demand compensation for the problems from the system supplier. The Czech travel agency Dolce Vita declared bankruptcy on Monday, leaving around 100 of its clients stranded in Tunisia. The agency said, however, that the clients' hotels and return airfare had been paid and the tourists should return to the Czech Republic by the end of the week. Dolce Vita has become the 6th travel agency to go bankrupt this year. Railway traffic between Prague and Hradec Králové in eastern Bohemia was temporarily suspended on Monday due to maintenance work. The interruption, in effect between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., will last 5 days. Passengers can instead use buses provided by Czech Railways, a spokesman for the company said. Regular traffic on the line should resume by Friday. Moravian folklore musician Jan Rokita died on Sunday at the age of 74, the news agency ČTK reported. Jan Rokita, a native of Jasená near Vizovice in the east of the country, founded the cymbalum band Technik in 1958. He collaborated with Czech radio for several decades and organized a number of festivals and folklore events. His band Technik recorded more than 40 albums, including Piesničky or songs, sung by the writer and former dissident Ludvík Vaculík. Organizers of the Sázava Fest music festival, held in Benešov between August 2nd and 5th, have cancelled appearances by the UK bands Kaiser Chiefs and Skindred. In a statement on the festival's website, the head of the festival said they could not afford the bands due to lack of finances. The organizers said they would announce the band's replacements by the end of the month. However, people who do not want to attend the event may exchange their tickets for a 200 crown discount for next year's edition of the festival. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week will be mostly sunny, with daytime highs ranging between 25 and 29 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trenec. It's the end of the news.